frisking old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel says it has struck Iran's Isfahan nuclear facility a second time and killed three Iranian commanders. Iran launched a new wave of missiles and drones at Israel. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
But he says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. until the Israeli attacks stop. CBS's Christian Benavides says talks in Switzerland failed to produce a breakthrough.
Diplomatic efforts are ongoing in Geneva, led by European leaders. They're trying a last shot at convincing Iran to limit its nuclear program. What's unclear is if that means embracing President Trump's offer for direct talks. Iran called those off after U.S. ally Israel started bombing. On Friday, the president expressed concerns about Iran's potential nuclear capabilities.
And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen.
Part of the proposal by European leaders includes the return of U.N. inspectors, that the U.S. have a role in overseeing Iran's ballistic missile program, and to cut funding to proxies in the region, Hezbollah and the Houthis.
CBS News national security contributor and former Homeland Security official Samantha Vinaigrette.
In the public statements coming out of negotiations on Friday, it did not look like there was a lot of progress in getting Iran to agree to give up its nuclear program and to give away any and all capability to enrich uranium, even for what Iran claims to be for civilian purposes. However, I would imagine that in addition to the more public-facing negotiations, there are also secret back channels, and we don't have insights into what's happening there, and that's where I would imagine the real meaty discussions are taking place.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from stopping Harvard University from enrolling international students. Harvard can continue to host foreign students while its lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security plays out. A judge has freed Columbia graduate student Mahmoud Khalil from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. The pro-Palestinian protest organizer spent more than 100 days in federal custody.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue. This shouldn't have taken 3 months.
The Trump administration will appeal his release and still plans to deport Khalil. The man who allegedly showed up at the home of Memphis Mayor Paul Young with a taser, rope, and duct tape has been charged with attempted kidnapping and stalking. Police say Trenton Abston told them he planned to confront the mayor about crime in Memphis. Abston allegedly scaled a fence to get into the mayor's subdivision. No one was injured in the incident. The kidnapping attempt was made just a day after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot in their homes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The crew crushed the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Minnesota this weekend for a series against the Twins. We'll have a recap of today's game coming up tonight. Last night, the Brewers jumped out to a 12-0 lead. They went on to win by a final score of 17-6. Christian Yelich set a franchise record, knocking in 8 runs batted in. And 23-year-old pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, in only his second start, had a no-hitter for the crew going into the 7th. Manager Pat Murphy says the kid talked him into going back out there one last thing before he gave up that 2-run homer in the 7th.
Absolutely. He was adamant. He wanted to go out for 7 ups. I want to challenge myself. Yes, I'm getting towards the end, but I want to challenge myself. And it was a good time to have him do that.
Did you tell him in advance he'd have a short leash going back out?
Yeah.
So in his first 2 starts, Mizorowski did not allow a single hit through the first 11 innings of his career, the first pitcher to do so in 125 years of professional baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and hot today. Highs in the mid-90s. Heat index pushes over 103. Southwest winds up to 35 miles per hour. Heat warnings will remain in effect through Monday. For Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 95. Heat index 99. Currently 78 degrees.
WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
I'll tell you what, we've given you local news and now timeless hits too, like this one. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Good morning, it's Rick Johnson on your Saturday morning soundtrack.
When you're weary, feeling small,
come and pay.
sail on, silver girl, sail on.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Friends.
James and the Shondells dragging the line across the line and having a good time. Saturday morning, of course we are. Kurt Vollman, he's on every afternoon, every evening here on the weekdays. And, well, he's going back to his high school glory days. And we're not talking about the boss, Bruce Springsteen. We're talking about Kurt and his afternoons at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion. It's a set of timeless hits. And every afternoon, weekdays, he'll feature 3 songs from that same year, and you get to help him pick them out, right? You bet. Go to WRJN.com, enter your favorite from, and 1972 is Monday. That's what the year he's going to be doing one of my favorites. I'm definitely going to be tuned in. And he'll recap some of the big stories and memories for that featured year. Again, make your selection at WRJN.com, then listen weekdays, 5 o'clock. For the 5 o'clock class reunion, it's only here at WRJN.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Together, the further from here, girl, the better.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Oh,
WRJN. A little joy to the world. Hot, humid for today. And I tell you what, they're talking high in the mid-90s. It's going to be southwest winds. That'll help out a little bit. It's still going to be hot. They're talking the highest index heat readings, 105 to 110 late this afternoon and morning. So stay cool, as they say. Let me shave me. American Breed on WRJN.
Never been a sinner, I never sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, it's gonna set me up the spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and the name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
WRJN. It's Rick Johnson and a Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. Stay cool today is all I can tell you, because it's going to definitely be a warm one. And you know what? We're having a little bit of fun on our website. Not all just business, but remember that song, Here Come the Judge by Shorty Long? I should play it for you one day if I dig it out and find it. We're having fun at WRJN.com with a new weekly poll question. It's nothing hard, nothing big. We're just having fun with it. Just looking for opinions and a little bit of a fun twist along with them. Look for the You're the Judge feature on WRJN.com. It's sponsored by Hogg Lawyers at 888-999-6644. Once again, that number was 888-999-6644. This week's question, what is your favorite Racine area beach? I know what mine is, but I'll let you, tell them what you like.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hogg Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hogg Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hogg Lawyer today at hogglawyer.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th. Courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Thank you.
your guard to. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Masquerading inside, my hope is fading.
WRJN.
Thank you. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel has attacked Iran's Isfahan nuclear site for a second time. Israel says no radiation has leaked. President Trump still isn't saying if the U.S. will help destroy Iran's underground nuclear facilities. He says Israel doesn't have the firepower.
They can break through a little section, but they can't go down very deep. They don't have that capacity, and we'll have to see what happens. Maybe it won't be necessary.
CBS's Willie James Inman is traveling with the president in Bedminster, New Jersey.
We know, according to sources close to President Trump, that he's looking for reaction from the American public, from public polling over the next 2 weeks as he considers what to do, whether or not that will be the United States joining the fight with Israel and attacking Iran to take out that underground facility where Iran enriches uranium. We know that the president is listening to not only advisors that are close to him, like Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Marco Rubio, but others, including lawmakers and military officials, as he assesses the situation.
President Trump will return to the White House this afternoon for an intelligence briefing with the National Security Council. The BBC's Dan Johnson has the latest on the battle between Israel and Iran.
About 2:30 local time in the morning, the air raid siren sounded across Israel, and there were reports of 5 ballistic missiles having been fired by Iran. They were all successfully intercepted. Israeli jets were conducting further airstrikes last night over Iran, again targeting the nuclear program and some sites around Tehran.
A judge has freed Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil from an immigration detention center in Louisiana after more than 100 days in federal custody.
The hundreds of men who I left behind me shouldn't be there in the first place. The Trump administration are doing their best to dehumanize everyone.